This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. The origin of the University of South Florida Jabil Innovation Institute is like that of many great ideas throughout history, drawn up on a cocktail napkin by two people talking over drinks.
I think it's amazing if you were just to look back at the transformational products in the world. A lot of them ended up coming to fruition, being fully authored exactly in that manner, and that's what happened here.
It helps that the two who sketched the idea are Mark Mondello, the chief executive officer of Jabil, a St. Petersburg-based technology manufacturing solutions provider, and his brother-in-law, USF Foundation CEO, Joel Momberg. Mondello says the concept is simple. Among the nearly 2,000 Jabil employees locally and almost 200,000 around the world are a large number of USF graduates. Mondello himself is a 1987 alum of the College of Engineering. So they thought, why not harness the brain power of USF students and faculty to take on the real-world business and technology issues that Jabil addresses?
You take a preeminent university in the Tampa Bay area, you combine it with a far-reaching global company that happens to be located in the Tampa Bay area, and you get 1 plus 1 equals 4 or 5.
The Innovation Institute was formally launched at a ceremony October 24th, where it was also announced that Jabil is giving USF an $800,000 gift, as well as $200,000 in research support. Jabil will also rent space for the Institute in USF's research park. The early focus will be on things like 5G, wireless communication, digital health, and cybersecurity, all strengths of USF, according to College of Engineering Dean Robert Bishop.
The real world is multidisciplinary, but you don't have innovation without engineering or without medicine or without business or, you know, without research. All those components have to come together. And so I think Jabil represents all that and USF represents all that, and now we're connecting all those pieces.
There are also the business issues that Jabil faces, which is where the MUMA College of Business comes in. Dean Moez Lamayim says they can assist with human resources, supply chain management, and especially analytics.
We can work together on converting a lot of that data to meaningful insights that will help our students get their hands dirty with real data, but also hopefully help Mark Mondello, the CEO, and his team leverage on that data and use it for better decision making.
After the announcement, Mondello sat down with USF students and faculty for a wide-ranging hour-long discussion. Finance senior Tim Davis was one of those who asked the CEO for advice on succeeding in business.
The thing that resonated with me the most was when you enter in your career, you shouldn't be too focused on a narrow path and lumping yourself into sort of parameters that you expect to happen. You should kind of be free-flowing and be open to opportunities.
And sophomore Tracy Pham appreciated Mondello's message of balancing a work life and personal life, the kind of message that a computer science major like her doesn't hear often in a classroom or laboratory.
So I learned a lot of different aspects about how to be a good engineer, how to be a good contribution to society, how to be a good student, and just how to emerge that all at one to just be a good person and make a difference.
Mondello hopes that the Innovation Institute makes a difference for both his alma mater and his company. When asked where he sees it in 5 years, his hope is that when people walk into a lab or business workspace, they can't tell the difference between a Jabil employee and a USF student. For more information on the Institute, check out WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.